The federal government is pushing ahead with its plans for a referendum to recognise Indigenous Australians in the Constitution. In a late-night Facebook post, the Prime Minister announced that Indigenous health advocate Pat Anderson will replace Pat Dodson as the new co-chair of the Referendum Council. But while the referendum process continues, some Indigenous Australians are more interested in a treaty. At a rowdy forum in Sydney last night, there were calls on Malcolm Turnbull to commit to pursuing a treaty. Lindy Kerin was there.
Packed into the Redfern Community Centre, people came to listen to a panel of Indigenous men from around the country. Yingiya Mark Guyala from the Yolngu National Assembly travelled from Arnhem Land and sang for his ancestors. He's standing as an independent candidate at the next territory election and he's calling for a treaty.
We declare that we have not been conquered. We declare that this day we are sovereign people.
Indigenous Senior Counsel Tony McAvoy has called for an assembly of First Nations to take forward a treaty campaign. He says a national framework is achievable within the next few years.
The reason I say it is achievable is that there is without doubt a growing desire within the Australian populace for some resolution with Aboriginal Australia.
He says a treaty would have to acknowledge Australia was not settled and would have to include land reform, reparations and benefit-sharing arrangements. The forum came just weeks after the Victorian government announced it would begin treaty negotiations with First Nations people.
The opening that has been created by our brothers and sisters in Victoria is one which hasn't been seen for 30 years since the Barunga Statement.
Torto Sansbury says a treaty is long overdue. He told the forum he doesn't support constitutional recognition.
I believe in a treaty. I believe that I'm on a winner here today. I wouldn't go on any other horse but this. You can bring out the recognised horse, you can dress him up to the best that he could look, I'd still jump on the treaty horse.
In his home state of South Australia, the government has recognised Indigenous Australians in the Constitution, but Torto Sansbury says it's had little impact.
It was a feel-good statement for Jay Weatherall. We recognise the traditional owners of this country. We recognise that your children have been taken away. We recognise that we incarcerate you at a much higher level. But stiff shit. Excuse me, there's nothing attached to it. You'll get the apology, but you won't get reparation, you won't get anything else. And I see that recognised along the same lines as this national recognised in the federal constitution.
Some Redfern locals made clear they agree with that.
And I say to recognise, I'm sick of being counted. I thought that was enough recognition for my mob, and we got that in 1967.
This country and the people who came to this country need to first and foremost respect that. And I don't mean this shit respect with recognise my ass.
The founding chairman of the Stronger Smarter Institute, Dr. Chris Sara, says a treaty and constitutional recognition can coexist. He says he understands some of the frustrations about constitutional recognition.
Those views are kind of born out of a sense of frustration and a sense of anger and a sense of mistrust about government agenda. And so when they see government getting behind this kind of recognised sort of campaign, it probably does create a sense of mistrust. I think that's unfortunate. But from my perspective, my very strong belief is that the recognition in the Constitution and a treaty can coexist. There's clearly a lot of conversations that need to be had. What I would encourage the Prime Minister to think about is the notion of a commitment to the pursuit of a treaty, whether it takes 5 years, 10 years, 15 years or 20 years. Now, I know that might freak some white Australians out, but I would ask them to not be freaked out by that and understand that when we talk about a treaty is a negotiated document where both sides, both parties, agree to what goes down on paper, and we don't sign it until we agree. So that leaves room for white Australia to have the conversations that they need to have. It leaves us to get ourselves together and understand and agree to what we think a treaty needs to have, and then move forward from that point.
That's Dr. Chris Sara from the Stronger, Smarter Institute speaking to Lindy Kerin.